Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. It's your right to row a boat gently down a stream, if you can get to it, because Texas is more than 95% privately owned. Accessing public water is a challenge, but not impossible.
We've finished taking a database survey of water access in the state, and we know now that we have between 2,500 and 3,500 real water access points that the public can use.
Ron Smith with Inland Fisheries explains the wiggle room in the number of access points.
The reason the number's kind of skewed is that we don't know exactly what kind of access, and we're in the process of sending some of our folks out to about 1,000 of those sites to find out and characterize them to see what enhancements they might need or how we could utilize those in the future.
Heed trespassing laws when attempting to access public waters. Parks and Wildlife can help.
One of the things that we are trying to do is do outreach. For example, our paddling trail program, there's a list of where the trespassing zones are, and we'll tell you what's legal to get on, like the state-owned island and where that is. And we also try to tell them that trespassing laws are in effect, and they have rights to protect their land as well as we have rights to be on the public waterways.
That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase access to public waters in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.